This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Energy Department was out with a new report today about threats to the power grid brought on by hotter, more severe weather. Power plants shutting down because their supply of cooling water is too hot. Wildfires burning up transmission lines and droughts holding up river barges carrying coal. All of those have already happened, the department says. We should expect more, is the gist of this report, and prepare accordingly. One way to protect electricity supplies, even theoretically robust supplies like ours, is to make them smarter. Alex Chadwick has a story now about smart grids where they really count.
Big centralized energy systems, probably like the one allowing you to hear this, have lots of power. They have extra capacity and backup for big demand. Small systems balance energy and efficiency and expense more carefully. They have to be smart, like your cell phone is. Maybe the smartest energy system anywhere is being tested this summer in the most demanding sites in the world, combat outposts in Afghanistan, where costs are measured in more than dollars. Because these combat outposts, they really are out a long way. Resupplying them means convoy routes, 100 miles maybe. We found this video on YouTube. To normal road hazards, fatigue, breakdowns, flat tires, add roadside bombs, an ambush, a rocket grenade.
Big one.
In Afghanistan and Iraq, the convoys became the great vulnerability. The chance of getting hit, 1 in 50. Maybe okay if you go once. These guys go all the time.
There's more coming. More on the route.
What is it they resupply? Lots of things. But two real essentials, water and diesel fuel. It's not hard to produce power. A diesel generator, some fuel, electricity. The trick is in managing the power because sometimes you want to be very, very efficient. At an experimental site on a gunnery range near Fort Bliss, El Paso, Texas, I'm learning this from a diesel mechanic named Alan Easterling.
What you have here is six 30 kW diesel engine-driven generators, and they're all tied into what we call a bus ring.
Bus ring. I'll come back to that and to Alan. But let me revisit that cell analogy from a moment ago. Smart energy is to energy, as your cell phone is to an old-fashioned telephone. The way things have been at remote Army outposts, many generators run most of the time, each for one purpose, power the kitchen or the mess hall, for instance. That is bad, actually. For efficiency, diesel generators should run at 90% of their capacity. A lot of diesels running at 20 or 30% because that's the load they're carrying, well, you waste fuel, and pretty soon the generators clog and stop working. What you need is a micro smart grid robust enough to operate in a really hostile environment. And that's what the Army is getting. It's been redesigning the basic combat outpost, and the new designs are assembled and built by a company called Berg, B-E-R-G, based in Spokane.
And that's when I talked about energy efficiency, that no one else has done that.
That's the CEO, Don Myers. Berg makes camps for extreme needs, disaster relief, mining, the military. The systems for what the Army is testing now, he says, are the most efficient camps in the world.
The other ones have little bits and pieces and little satellite operations that are under very restricted conditions here in the States. They have all sorts of engineers and technicians tweaking it, making it work. No one can field it like this to this point.
Okay, let's go back to the test site and the diesel guru, Alan Easterling. Do you remember what he said about that array of generators?
And they're all tied into what we call a bus ring.
A bus ring is a configuration of parts and sensors and a control device to read them. Instead of six generators limping toward the junkyard at half speed, the smart grid connects them all to each other and then loads all the demand onto one generator until it needs another. And everything works fine.
What we have here is the new X camp.
X for experimental, the combat outpost model they were testing at Fort Bliss in February, and that the Army is deploying now in Afghanistan.
It's a 100-man base camp. It comes with the billeting containers,
billet. That's Army speak for where you live. A billet container is a living space for 10 people.
Comes with a small kitchen with a dining room.
Well, yeah, in another container, the ex-camp has to feed its 100 soldiers and care for them, so there's also one for sanitation.
It comes with two hygiene centers, showers on one side, latrines on the other side, and washers and dryers in them also.
This is the model for what will become the basic camp for the most dangerous places in the world, wherever they are, stripped to the essentials.
And we have a power grid that supplies the power for the camp.
Yeah, the grid. Because a smart grid cuts fuel needs by at least 50%, probably more. And that's why they are maniacal about efficiency and its sometimes tricky balance.
These are the most energy-efficient machines that I believe they make.
Alan Easterling was a soldier for a dozen years, a consultant now for more than a dozen, the lead tech for assembling the X-camps. He's telling me about the washers and dryers, the ones in the sanitation unit, for soldiers to do their laundry.
But they're too efficient for the soldiers. They're too efficient.
What do you mean by that?
It takes 6 hours for one person to wash their clothes and dry their clothes in this machine. Soldiers don't have 6 hours to wash their clothes at any time.
Even efficiencies come at a cost. The washer dryers use very little power and very little water, but they pay for it with time. The combat outposts are in an early stage. Eventually, they'll lose the diesels. They'll go solar battery renewable. Smart grids can get much smarter. But for these people, cutting fuel demand by 50% means you can cut convoys by 50%, and that is huge. Just ask Alan Easterling. Currently in Afghanistan to build the first X camps and make sure they all work.
Because that guy's having to drive that truck miles and miles just to get to you to bring you fuel. So when you can cut fuel down, have fuel savings, water savings, you're saving lives. Really, really, you really are.
He'll be home again in August, he says. Probably back to work on a new, even more efficient X camp. From Bern, this is Alex Chadwick for Marketplace.
Alex Chadwick is the host of Burn, an energy journal from Sound Vision Productions, produced with support from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. If you want to try to wrap your head around the American power grid, we've got a video explainer on our website. It's marketplace.org.